Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning. Good afternoon. Gosh, it's been a long day, and it's all that candy that we ate from Halloween, right? How was everybody's Halloween out there? I hope it was good, safe, and fun. So today you are joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, and I thank you for restarting your day in a positive way where we talk about the brighter side of life and the 805, and that's what it's all about here. We've got Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Very well. Everything's going good.
Good. And Sean. How are you, Sean?
Happy whenever we're talking food.
There you go. All right. And gosh, we've got a full studio. I'm so excited. We've got Charlene Morla here, and she is from the Chamber of Commerce, and she is the marketing and events director. Actually, she's like the fun committee, right, Charlene?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
We're doing good. Thank
good.
You.
Good. All right. And with Charlene, we have the executive chef of Main Course California Catering, and we have Rachel Main, and that's where the main came from, I guess, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about the taste coming up, which is that's actually not the taste. Oh, right here. Thursday, coming up November 7th, and that's over at the Pierpont Inn.
Yes.
And I have gone for the last couple of them, and gosh, there's like a huge, 40 exhibitors, correct?
Yes. 40 different restaurants, confectioners, caterers, wineries, and breweries.
That's kind of... no wonder you're the fun committee.
Yes, we are.
I like
and
that.
And we love food.
I'm right there. How do I get on, right? I love it. All right. And then we're going to talk with Christine. And Christine, everybody knows Christine Smith, Deer Dwarf Family Farms. Of course, we're talking about their fresh picks right now, and they're all organic. And we just went to a thing last week, and it was really over at the Museum of History of Agriculture.
Yeah, the Santa Paula, museum in Santa Paula.
Great. A really great turnout. Everybody needs to take their kids over there. It just kind of explains where everything comes from, and I love that. So, and thanks for being a part. You are a huge sponsor over there.
Yeah, we were. We gave away a year's subscription. That was the raffle prize.
Oh,
so
my God.
The lucky winners.
Did they get you or the... okay, wait. What was the...
yeah, we'll talk about that later. But yeah,
And what do we have in our box today? We're going to be talking a little bit about that. And I'm sure you brought some recipes. And
I did. Good. There's some new items I'll show you guys in a bit.
Okay, very cool. All right. And we have Lyle here. Lyle's been on my show before from the Boys and Girls Club. A really great thing that you do. And that we... had such an enjoyable time. He's a part of the Rotary Club, and Lyle is going to be talking about the blue and the gray, and that is November 9th and 10th over at in Moore Park over off of Sunset at Terra Rajada. In fact, we just gave a bunch all over Facebook, Terra Rajada, your picnic, your pumpkins, and all the stuff that they have going on there. And this is, your 13th one?
Yes, it's our 13th event.
Right, and so we're going to find out a little bit more about that. So, guys, stay with us. I do want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We've got tickets. We've got tickets to the taste. We've got tickets to the blue and gray. We've got lots of stuff that we can do. And I do want you to go on Facebook, because we've been giving lots of stuff there away too. And I do want to do a shout out over at the Taste in Ojai. I met a really nice couple, Mary and Bill, and she told me actually I got to do it on. I did it on my morning show too. Is clean your house. She's like, you start your show early. That's great. Give me that motivation. Philip, he just won some Halloween gift certificate to the best Halloween shop, so that was cool. And then Underwood Farms with Sherry England and Heather and Kylie and Bernadette and Katie and Stephanie. There was tons and tons of winners. So go on to the Kim Pagano Show, Facebook us, like us, share us, and you're entered to win.
Should we maybe make it so that they have to go and put a put a picture of their costumes for Halloween up on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Share a costume. And
what they were for
exactly,
Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Good. The best costume will win.
Yeah, or your dog or your kid or, right? Because I don't see, you know, did you guys dress up for Halloween? Okay, everybody just looked at me like, don't ask me that question. Oh, gosh. Well, anyways, I do want to say thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And we talk about the brighter side of the 805. We talk about the brighter side of life. And we hope that my guests inspire you. And so, again, love you to join in. Love you to be a part of my show, and you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Again, our phone number here, 805-419-0008. Well, let's get started. Charlene, Rachel Main, Ventura Chamber of Commerce, Taste, and Main Course California Catering. How are you guys connected, and tell us a little bit about the event?
Well, this is our third year that the Ventura Chamber is putting on the Taste event. It started off at trial run our first year at the Ventura County Fairgrounds back in 2011? 10?
10, 11.
I think 11. 11. And it was a really cool event. It was Taste of the Chamber at that time, but I think the following year we wanted to go with the hip factor and just call it Taste. So now we're just known as Taste. Just one word. It just has a really cool zing to it.
You know, and a lot of people are kind of either, you know, taken on with that too, because I was just at Taste at Ojai, and that was really great. It is. It's a taste of everybody's what they're doing, right? And that's kind of neat. Mm-hmm. So it's just a bunch of vendors that have all gotten together to promote what they do best, right?
Yes.
Wine and beverage and coffee and food. Yeah.
Desserts.
Yeah, exactly. And so who's going to be there? Let's talk about that.
We've got a long list here, but just kind of, I'm just going to try to skim it down here. We've got, of course, Main Course California, and they are also an event sponsor of the evening. We've got Yolanda's Restaurant, Plated Events by Jason, Jake's Wayback Burgers, Satakoi Country Club, Marriott Ventura Beach, that's Cafe Pacifico, The Rum Line, Ventura Limoncello, Four Bricks Winery, Plan B, Labyrinth, Ventura Surf Brewery, Aloha Steakhouse, We Olive, Pickup Sticks, and there's just a whole lot more to list. So.
I'm telling you, you go there, and are you going to have music?
Yes, we will have music. We actually have a musician by the name of Angelo Arce, and he's actually he's a musician over at Mastro's in Beverly Hills, but he lives locally here in Oxnard.
Oh,
and,
very cool.
A really good friend of mine from high school, and
he's
a very talented
musician.
We got to get him on.
So. That's so cool. You know what? I mean, it's just a really great night. Again, for anybody that is just joining us right now, Thursday, November 7th, from 5:30 to 8 at the Pierpont Inn, another really great place right there by the beach
Thank
and everything.
You.
You know, over 40 taste exhibits. And so are we going to have, it's a chef demonstrations. You know, can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, we're kind of working on that right now.
Oh, okay. And now, is that, Rachel, are you going to do something over there? Or?
Well, I'm going to be there.
Okay.
And I know that a lot of these chefs are actually going to be at the Taste event. It's kind of rare to get some of chefs out and about. I think another way that we could frame this entire evening is there's a lot of different food and wine and even music professionals that you can't really go see. We don't have a restaurant. We do really great food, like Plated Events by Jason and Main Course. And then our musician are all part of Ventura County, but we may not do all of our work in Ventura County.
And so all over the place.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, I really want to try their food, or I really want to listen to that, or I really want to taste their wine.
Kind of brought them all together.
We're all in one place, and it's a really special way to have, like, duck confit tacos and short ribs and red wine and ahi poke all in the same night.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Beer and tequila and limoncello while getting to talk to some really vibrant people and listening to great music. What are we doing on November 7th?
Yeah, we're going to the Taste, right, at 5:30 to 8 o'clock. So here's the thing. It's at the Pierpont Inn. We are giving away tickets. I've got some tickets to give away. I'm very excited to give them to people that really want to go and eat and have fun. My question is, if they don't win tickets, where do they get them? And can they get them at the door, too?
It might sell out. We actually sold out 30 minutes into the event last year, so we kind of had to close our doors then. But we suggest that if you buy your tickets, buy them early. Hopefully we'll still have some next week or this week. And that you could buy your tickets by calling the chamber office, and that's 805-643-7222. And tickets right now are still $2 for $50, so get them while they last.
Ah, okay, perfect. And so $2 for $50?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, very good. Let me tell you, it's kind of like you go out to dinner, right? And you can just have dinner there and a little bit of everything, a taste of everything.
Actually, a couple weeks ago, Ventura Limoncello donated their services and product to an event at my parents' house. And they have a good product.
Yeah.
I think I tasted it and sampled a little too much.
Is that the next day you came here? No, maybe not.
No, I was...
All right. Well, anyways. Well, I'm really, again, I do want to stress, I hope and I invite everyone to the Ventura Chamber of Commerce event Taste. That's Thursday, November 7th, 5:30 to 8 o'clock at the Pierpont Inn. And general admission is
$2 for $50
right now. And so definitely get over there. You can go on their website, venturachamber.com, or call them at 643-7222. All right. And so, question, Rachel Main. Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your passion.
I'm passionate about food and parties.
She got really quiet. Okay. But you know what? I see you a lot of different places. I see you through, you know, I mean, you're really passionate about ranchers and
yes.
You know, I mean, you kind of have a different twist than a lot of other, places, catering places.
Yeah, we definitely think so.
I got her back now. Okay, good.
we're definitely different. That is for sure. So we got into catering. When I say we, Robert Jacoby and I founded a high-end local and organic catering company in 2008 because it was such a good idea at that time. But it really kind of was, because during the really significant recession that we had, we were able to constantly, like you do, put a lot of positivity out into our local business park. We just started with that in Ventura. And we had a bistro so that people would kind of get to know about our catering, because it's a lot easier.
When you say you had a bistro.
We had a lunch spot.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's in the same place where we do our business now. But we knew, well, we're starting a high-end catering company. I was a private chef for one family, and I traveled the world with them before I met Robert through another private chef. And he was the restaurant manager up at Ojai Valley Inn and Spa before we started Main Course. And we knew that in order for people to say yes to us, they'd need to say yes to a small meal first. So we started a lunch spot. It was kind of a way of marketing.
So what was your first meal that you served?
Well, we had lunch. So we did grass-fed burgers using Watkins Ranch meat. And so when Watkins Ranch was just getting started, we started using their product.
You teamed up with them.
Yeah, and it was a way for people to see, you know, that grass-fed could be really good, because it's a lot different than grain-fed meat. And then we started working with Dave Palmer, who's a really great farmer in Santa Paula, and our roasted vegetable salad, you know, took off, and we actually started doing a lot of corporate catering where people wanted to have lunches for their staff that didn't make them tired after they ate it, because a lot of us kind of eat lunch and then go through a slump. So we did a lot of gluten-free foods as
well.
Very cool. Because we found that people had more energy and they would buy our food more. So we had a gluten-free farmers market stand in Ojai, and we've tried all kinds of things, and thankfully
it's paid
people
off.
People like us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's great.
So, Rachel, were you, like, did you go to culinary school, or were you just cooking in the kitchen? And
tell us
a little bit about that.
Well, I started off as a chemistry major in college, and I had a job in the chemistry lab, and that was so boring. And I needed I needed extra money too, because I also had a big truck that needed a lot of gasoline. So I was looking for another part-time job. I loved to eat, but I didn't know how to cook anything. Like, I thought
you didn't?
No.
That just is so cool.
My youngest son, I've got four children. My younger son is really passionate about cooking, wants to kind of get into it. And he just kind of uses like a little of this and a little of that, and it turns out really great. I'm really excited because, you know, for somebody that doesn't know anything, and look where you are.
Yeah, I knew nothing. I knew what things should taste like, and I knew what things should look like, which is often what a lot of our clients in catering, you know, approach their party. Like, I don't know what to do. I just know what I want. And that's kind of how I approached food.
That's interesting because I'm a hair therapist, and they say, I know what I don't like. I don't know what I like.
Right. Or how to achieve it. I should talk to you about hair and being a chef,
okay,
by the way. That's a whole nother talk show. Probably, but
I
need help.
Okay.
So anyway, I found an entry level job for a line cook. So I put on my dress and I showed up with my resume and I went in for an interview thinking that I could be a line cook. And of course I couldn't. So they let me be a prep cook. I think it was the dress that did it. and then I realized through working there that it was all chemistry doing the prep.
And so it all came back to you.
Yeah, so I realized, oh, I'm going to just change my major and go to a different college. So I actually went back to Louisiana. I had no idea that that college existed. So I got a bachelor's of science in culinary arts.
Very cool story.
In Louisiana.
Very cool story.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know that Christina's here, and she's been on my show several times. I'm so excited about what she does. It's all Deerdorf organic. And I know that you guys have, you've done some stuff with her, and you're really passionate about organic and stuff. So I would love to bring both of you back on. Let's take a really quick break, and then let's talk about how your food, because you use a lot of organic stuff, don't you?
We do, and we've done some things together. We catered the event that you donated a lot of food
at the Agriculture Museum. Yeah. So anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. I would love to give away a pair of tickets to The Taste. And what we'll do is let's give our first one on Facebook. And all you have to do is go on, share us, tell us why you want to go to The Taste, and go on to Kim Pagano, The Kim Pagano Show. Like us, share us, and you are entered to win. That is on Facebook right now. Like us, share us, and you are entered to win. All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers, 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And thanks for all those Facebook. And again, I've got lots of tickets to give away. That is for the Taste, November 7th, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Pierpont Inn. And that's where you could actually taste over 40 different restaurants.
Yeah, what I asked over the break, I didn't realize for that admission, the two for $50, you can basically sample and taste everything there.
I know.
So it's not one of those deals that's just the door charge and then you got to buy food tickets.
You also get a tray, a glass. I mean,
Yeah.
And again, $2 for $50. It's a perfect date night. There you go. So, anyways, all right, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we've got a full studio here. In fact, we're going to be talking about the blue and the gray, their 150th anniversary of Gettysburg. And so we're going to find out some, history with something that you really don't think that's important until you get older and you realize that's how things are made and that's how life kind of happens. So anyways, stay with us because we're going to talk about that. We do have tickets for that too. Right now we're talking with Rachel Main and Christine Smith, and we're Rachel Main is Main Course California Catering, and Christine Smith is Fresh or Picks by Deer Dwarf right here. And so she's got this great box, which is amazing. I've been doing this. I recommend everybody. I'm telling you, my kids, everybody's like, wait a minute, we don't have anything left. It's time. It must be time for another box. And so tell us, one, how do we get our box?
Sure. So it's Fresh Picks by Deer Dwarf Organics, and it's vegetables grown by Deer Dwarf Family Farms, which is local to Oxnard, and we always add in a few items from other local growers to sort of round out the boxes. And, you can go to deerdwarffamilyfarms.com/FP, and you can read about Fresh Picks and how it works, and there's different pickup locations for the boxes in Oxnard and Camarillo.
And Christine's been doing such, I mean, you really are heading this up, right? I mean, you have done an amazing job, and what's in this box?
Week's box, there's a couple things that have been in there before. We had some green leaf lettuce. We had our Tasty Lee tomatoes. We had green kale this week. Some of the boxes had gold beets. Some of the boxes had red beets. Our rainbow carrots, green bell peppers, green beans.
Wait, what's a rainbow carrot?
They're awesome.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, they're rainbow carrots. These ones were, I think we grew some yellow ones, some orange ones. And
wow,
some
I
red
knew
ones?
There was such a thing as, you know,
really big beets.
Sorry, they're
in
not
there.
Like.
Now, are rainbow carrots the same as heirloom carrots? Because I just had those recently, too.
Don't know.
I'm not sure.
Oh, did I stump?
Rachel?
I stumped Deer Dwarf.
I'll the farmer. I just.
She's just got this whole thing started at Fresh Picks.
Yeah, I just was at a place and they had heirloom carrots.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. About the same thing.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, and you know that carrots were originally black and purple and deep red.
Oh, my gosh. Look at those. I'm going to put a... Oh, my God. We got to get another picture. I'm telling you, they are awesome carrots. Wow.
They are amazing. And we had... So kind of our feature grower this week was Mud Creek Ranch and Elwood Canyon Farms. Elwood's in the Goleta, Santa Barbara area, and Mud Creek is in Santa Paula. And pomegranates were from Mud Creek, and we had a nice butternut squash and persimmons from Elwood Canyon.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was kind of our fruit specialty item this week.
I was going to ask another question regarding carrots. Because
you know how
you can eat the leaves on the beets? You can eat those and actually prepare those. Can you eat the greens on top of carrot?
Yeah, Rachel would be.
They're really good.
Yes, you can.
Okay, because they look good, and I'm looking at them now, and I would make something out of them.
The best way to do it is to make something that a lot of chefs, Tim Kilcoyne makes this a lot. Chef Jason makes it a lot. I make it a lot. Most of your carrot is green tops, right? Mm-hmm. Is carrot top chickpea stew.
Ooh.
So that is almost like a pesto, but it doesn't have the cheese in it. So you take raw carrot tops, grind them up in a food processor with garlic. You can add nuts if you want, olive oil, and a little bit of lemon. Super fast. Put it on chicken or roast your carrots. Put it on top of the carrots when they come out of the oven. Delicious.
Rachel, will you send that to me because so I can put that on Facebook for all my listeners?
Me too. I'd love to share that.
I know.
Yeah.
That could be a really
this
good
is,
one.
Yeah, this, it's great having Rachel
I
here.
I knew this would be a great
local
connection.
Recipes that we could share with the customers.
All right. So tell us again about Fresh Picks.
Sure.
And it's growing leaps and bounds.
It is. Yeah. So we started about 2 months ago. And so it's a biweekly, twice a month, basically a produce subscription. It's $25 each box, all certified organic, which is a great deal for organics. So you're spending $50 a month on a box, you know, 20 pounds plus of veggies.
It's tons of stuff.
Yeah.
And you can share it with somebody, too.
You do. That's what a lot of people do. And we kind of figured asking our customers, usually the average amount of people sharing is about 3 people, and that seems to be a good amount for them, obviously, depending how much you eat. But a lot of our customers will juice these items, and that's a great way to use them. Or people will just cook them if you like cooking. It's plenty of veggies, maybe not enough for some people, but you can always order 2 boxes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And so if you got this box, okay,
oh,
Rachel.
I'm actually going to start getting the box.
I see. I knew. I'm serious. This is so good.
Yay.
I knew that this would be a great
awesome.
Connection.
Yeah, because you said that we can pick it up at Whole Foods, right?
Yep. The one in Oxnard. We have a really good relationship with the Whole Foods here that just opened up. They've been great with letting us set up booths and be a part of chef demos. We were just there with Chef Steve Factor 2 weeks ago. He's a raw vegan chef, and he used our fresh
picks. We need to get him on our show. Oh, my gosh.
He's a busy guy. He's hard to get sometimes.
All right, we'll get him.
He was great. Whole Foods is a great pickup spot. They keep it in their cooler, and you just go to customer service and get your box, and they'll grab it.
So what would you do? Give us a couple really quick hints of...
We're going to open up this box. This is kind of like being on Chopped. Okay. So we have kale. Kale's one of my favorite things in the entire world, and it's salad. So this stuff is really great to eat raw. And you're finding it on a lot of menus, including Wood Ranch has like a kale salad on
their
menu.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. And they're using this big... adult kale as well. They're not using like the really expensive baby kale for their salad. So you take this kale, chop it up, put some oil, some vinegar, and some fruit with it because that really brings out the kale's really bitter. So you want to have some sugar.
Cranberries.
Yes.
Dried cranberries are awesome. Yeah.
And you want to talk about a superfood. And this is something that maybe you're going to have to work on getting your kids to like. I turn it also into a gratin, and anything with cheese and breadcrumbs, kids love. But anyway, for a raw salad, kale has more calcium per cup than the milk does.
Wow.
So suddenly for women, this is really good, and it's actually bioavailable. So we ladies need to be eating a lot of kale and collard greens.
Yeah, I have a question. Do you kind of take it off of the stems?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
do you mind if I do that?
Yeah,
like so, what you do is you take the kale in your hand and hold it from the top, and then just grab the middle of the leaves, and then you can hear this, and you just pull the stem from the leaves.
Very cool.
And then the stem.
Here. We're going to turn this into a TV show.
Yeah. Juice the stem.
Oh, really?
Or you can eat the stem while you're prepping your food. Just do this.
Oh, so yummy.
Eat your stem.
Okay, very cool.
And then you've got the leaves that are totally ready to saute really fast. A lot of people overcook it, too.
Olive oil and a little bit of a... What else would you put on there?
I love garlic.
Okay.
I love to toast the garlic first and then put that on there. Also, if you add a little bit of fish sauce, suddenly you have a great Asian side with some steamed rice and some chicken or a fish. You're ready to go.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right, Rachel, you didn't realize, but we're going to have you keep coming in every time Christine's in so we can I'm serious. This
would be
awesome. So cool.
I would love to put any of her recipe ideas in our boxes because I always share recipes that I find that customers give me, and it would be great to have Rachel's local brilliant ideas in the boxes. Would be awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love it. All right. Again, where do we find your box?
Sure. You can go to deerdorffamilyfarms.com/FP or email me freshpicks@deerdorffamilyfarms.com. familyfarms.com. And that's Deerdorf with two F's at the end.
Okay, I love it. I'm really passionate about, you know, eating really good stuff. I'm a mom of four kids. It's all about really the brighter side of life. And really, our food means so much to us. We take care of our cars. We take care of our houses. We take care of all this stuff. And sometimes we short ourselves on what we eat and how we take care of our family. And as a mom, you know, that's something that we really...
One of the reasons why I think people don't eat correctly is sometimes they don't think about it. And by the time they get hungry, they just want to... And one of the great things about something like having this, like a box
delivery.
It kind of takes one step out of the equation.
It does. People. And you kind of let them pick what you're going to eat for that week because that's what's in season.
It is.
And that's what they say is so healthy to eat in season. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, thank you. We have lots of good things coming up that we're going to be harvesting. So you'll see celery and collard greens and chards and maybe some cabbage and cauliflower,
too. Hopefully we can get Rachel in here, and she's going to get a box. She'll start giving us some really great ideas.
Yeah, that would be great.
And anyways, Rachel, how do we find you?
MainCourseCA.com is the easiest way, and you can find us on Facebook at Main Course.
All right. Well, gosh, again, you know what? You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and what I would love to do is we're going to take another really quick break, and we're going to give out another set of tickets right now, and that is to The Taste, and that is next Thursday, November 7th, 5:30 to 8:30 over at the Pierpont Inn, and we're going to take caller number 7 at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Lyle and Pete. And we're going to be talking about, November 9th and 10th, the blue and the gray. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers, 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. Gosh, we've got a little diverse there. We talked about food, and we talked about some really great...
Some little culinary tips.
I know. I like that. And now we're going to talk a little bit about our history. And, of course, today we have Lyle Pettington, and he has been on my show before. We, I took him to other places before, right? And we just were at a Boys and Girls Club. He is a great guy. I definitely thank you for all the stuff that you do. And today he brought on Pete Swavely. Is that Swavely?
Swavely.
And you're a retired school teacher, right? And you're really interested in bringing history back in.
That's right.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about the blue and the gray. And that is November 9th and 10th. And that is over at Terra Haute. I mean, tons of people come out for this. I mean, it's huge. And so I really want to hear about it, the battle schedule and all the different things that we have. We do have a couple pairs of tickets to give away. And so I definitely want you to write our phone number down, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. All right. Lyle, tell us a little bit about yourself. This is like one of the biggest events that the Rotary does, correct?
Yeah, we're the Noontime Rotary for Moore Park, and this is our 13th year of this event, and it's very special, and it couldn't be more special since this is the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg. And if you know anything about the Civil War, that was probably
like
one
the
of
turning the, point, one of the
yeah.
Points.
Huge pivotal point in the war. It probably hastened the end of the war. And also, for that same year, Abraham Lincoln came back to Gettysburg to dedicate a military cemetery, and that's when he gave the Gettysburg Address, which we all recognize as probably being one of the most popular presidential addresses of all time. So, anyway, it's a great event. Again, our 13th year. We have three battles on Saturday at 12 o'clock.
What actually happens? I mean, I've taken my kids there, okay? They all, and it was really cool because they got extra credit for going there. So it was kind of a win-win because we were able to do something as a family, right?
Right.
And they were interested in their history. And they also got credit. So it was like a win-win all the way around. And you're, you know, as a past teacher, retired teacher, you know that's a really good thing. When the family's involved, they get credit for it, right, and all that. So what actually happens?
Well, at the actual reenactment, the folks that come in first will have a chance to walk through camps and see how the soldiers live. When we go out into the field, we're there for the whole weekend. We set up our tents. We cook. We eat as close to the way the soldiers did. We try and recreate it for ourselves so that we can then show the folks what it was like.
So do you actually camp out there?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes. At each of the reenactments that we go to, we...
How long have you been doing this?
This is the end of my 22nd year.
22nd year? Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Thank you for what you... I mean, you know, there's things like this that people don't really think about, and you're making a difference in a lot of people. How many people do you guys get out there?
We get 8,000 to 9,000 a year and about 1,000 reenactors, so it's big.
This is one of the biggest reenactments in Southern California, probably the biggest.
It is the biggest west of the Mississippi.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Pete, as a teacher, have you noticed... When you any of the kids that participated in this, did you see an uptake in involvement in the classroom?
Well, it's interesting because I was a science teacher, not a history teacher. But now that I'm retired, I go to the schools in the Kanawha Valley and in a few other areas, and we actually do a day-long presentation for the eighth-grade classes. My group, Company E, Second Vermont, do this as part of our association. We are a nonprofit organization, and part of our charter is to do educational type things. And you know, as a teacher, I love that aspect. I love talking to the kids.
Were you a history teacher?
No.
Okay.
Science teacher.
Oh, science.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we say that already? Okay, yeah.
Since I was in the sixth grade, I've been fascinated by the Civil War, and it's just blossomed
as time
goes on.
How cool is that?
Well, you know, one of the things, and talking to the history teachers that come out there, and a lot of times they come and chaperone large groups, and they'll tell you, particularly if they're teaching history in the spring term, that the kids that go to our event in November, you know, the uptake is really good because they've actually seen it, you know, and all of a sudden now their interest perks up about our American history. And about all the sacrifices that were made in America for us to have what we have today. So it's very special.
Yeah. Now, is this the only location that does it?
No, there are locations all throughout Southern California. We go to Prado Dam, down in Vista, San Diego area, Long Beach, Huntington Beach.
They all have the same actors that just travel down to the... I mean, is that like what
Pretty
you
much.
Do? Wow.
We get the best and the most of any place.
Well, you are so good at that, I'm telling you. You know, I met a lot of the people from Boys and Girls Club, and there's something special about them. I mean, there is, you know, the night that we were just there at Curtis's house, you know, I never had, in fact, I was almost like a little sad that I wasn't able to have my kids go to Boys and Girls Club. But it's something about, I used to think that, you know, I used to tell my kids, and I said that night, that I used to tell my kids, if I'm not watching you, somebody else is. And that's kind of like the thing about Boys and Girls Club. It's actually other parents that are helping motivate these kids why their parents are at work. And I think that that just means so much.
Well, you know, that's why we work so hard as Rotarians. Of course, I'm involved with both activities, but one-third of all the money that we raise typically goes to our Boys and Girls Club in Moore Park because of just what you just said.
Yeah, and you know, for parents, single parents, and, you know, whichever a husband or a wife, or maybe there was a death in the family, and it's out of their control. And so here are these kids, which it's out of their control. They're just trying to be kids. And so you guys have done, I'm really passionate about it, I have to tell you, because I know that I was fortunate enough, you know, to be there for my children. You know, when I was working, my husband was home and vice versa. But that's not the story for everybody. And I really love what you do. And I mean, there's so many, you know, we've got one in Ventura, one in Simi Valley, one in Moore Park. Make money to keep throwing back in. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's just amazing. So, again, where do we find tickets for November 9th and 10th if we don't win them here?
Well, the easiest way to find tickets is to go to our website, www.moreparkrotary.com. And if you do that and purchase tickets online, you get $2 off. Otherwise, you can just go to the gate on Saturday the 9th and the 10th, and you can pick up your tickets there. But
now, do the kids dress up, or do they, what kind of a movement are you getting with all the kids? And
well, what we have for children, particularly on Friday the 8th, and we can only handle typically the Moore Park school district, but we actually bus between 800 and 1,000 eighth graders over to our Civil War site. And this is kind of setup day. And people like Pete come in, reenactors, and we set up stations, and we take them like 100 kids at a time to different stations, and they'll see a cannon firing. They'll see go through a little bit of a square dance demonstration. They'll look at a campsite. They'll talk to President Abraham Lincoln, our reenactor, who's more like Abe than Abe was.
Okay, I like that.
He's more Abe than Abe.
He's
definitely one of the best
Abes
around.
Now, I have a quick question. It is the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg. Is the Abe Lincoln reenactor equal, or is he going to give a Gettysburg address?
Yes, several times.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he does that. That's part of our program. And but these kids, we take them and, we take them through, about 10 different demonstrations. This is on Friday the 9th, but during the course of the deal, you talk about dressing up. We may have 700 to 800 reenactors on the battlefields, but, there could be another 200 in costume, which is family members. And a lot of spouses come and a lot of their children. And when they're in camp, they're in costume, so it's about as authentic as you could ever imagine for those kids walking through there and trying to get a flavor of what it was like in 1863, for instance.
Are there any souvenirs or things to buy there?
Of course there is.
How did we know that? Okay, cool. What is it? What are they?
Well, we have a group, there's probably six or eight tents. These people are known as settlers. They were like the general stores that kind of followed along behind the Civil War skirmishes, if you will. And they're there in camp. And they sell a lot of material to folks like Pete. If he's looking for a new uniform or a new musket or something, they have all those materials. But they have found a way to sell cap guns and stuff to all of the little guys and girls that come in to the camp. So
now, what kind of food is out there? You know, I'm always interested in food, right? Okay. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Sean and Tom, and we're talking with Lyle Pennington and Pete Swavely, and we're talking about the blue and the gray, and that is the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg right here in, yeah, it is Moore Park, I guess. We're kind of right on that border right there. But over at Terra Rajada, and the tickets are $20. But if you go on to the website, which is www.mooreparkrotary.com, you can get $2 off. Or there's flyers all over the place that you can get $1 off. But definitely, you want to go out there. You want to take your kids there. You want to be involved in what they're teaching out there and really just the movement. But not only that, it really goes for a great cause. If you are one of the lucky ones that are able to be home with your children, you know, help the people that can't. And this is for the Boys and Girls Club of Moore Park. And it's just a really great cause. I'm really 100% behind it. And I think that, you know, it's those little things that you can do. It's kind of like the taste. It's the little things that you can do where you're going out having fun with your family, and yet at the same time, it's a win-win. So I love that. What kind of food are we going to have there?
Well, we have a wonderful food court, and it's really staffed by all nonprofits, and we really don't charge them anything to be there. The Women's Fortnightly Club, they have regular hamburgers, they have hot dogs, they have tri-tip sandwiches. You can have steamed corn on the, you know,
oh,
on the
cob. Oh, that's my favorite, I'm telling you.
And, of course, kettle corn.
Kettle corn and all of those kinds of things. Plenty of food service.
Okay. All right. So, again, what else are we going to find there? How many stations are there?
Well, there's probably, for actual food, during the course of the day, there's probably about eight stations.
Eight.
And I mentioned 10 before, but that was the stations we take the children through, you know, when we're talking to them about the Civil War. So
during the day, besides the three battles, there are other activities. There's dancing demonstrations. There is a talk, a discussion between President Lincoln and President Jefferson Davis. General Pickett and his wife will be there, and they'll talk, do a presentation as well. So there's some interesting things. There's often a debate between a senator from the Union side and a senator from the Confederate side debating the causes of the Civil War.
Now, do you get kids in and that they kind of can participate with them, or how does that work? Are they, here you're in this big group, and if I briefly remember, they're all sitting on hay barrels and they're listening and stuff, right? And do you get the kids that, I think we're a country now that we're beginning to speak our peace. And so I'm just wondering how many of the kids really interact.
Oh, I think quite a few do. It's the 8 to 12-year-old group that really want to get out on the field and participate. The restrictions are, for safety reasons, that you have to be at least 14 years old,
okay,
to be able to go out. But as soon as they get to that age, you know, if they want to join one of the groups, they're more than welcome to do so. We actively recruit and encourage people to participate. I think once they've seen the elephant and
the Kool-Aid, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And now, you were a science teacher. Where were you located at?
I was at Las Colinas Middle School.
Oh, my kids went there. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, great. And so, you know, is this, you've seen our education take a lot of turns, mm-hmm. okay? And so just as, you know, a mom and, you know, we have, we really talk about the brighter side of life and, you know, what are some of the things that you can add as a teacher? Because I love teachers. I think that, you know, when I was growing up, and you know, I'm sure things have changed a lot. You know, one of my best friends is one of my kids' principals that used to be a principal, and now she's a teacher now. But, you know, I became really good friends with her. But when I was a kid, we, you know, respected our elders, and we respected our teachers, and, you know, you never talked back. That's not always the way anymore. And I'm wondering, where did we lose that connection that our parents aren't saying, hey, those are your teachers. They're here, you know, making a difference in your life. And so what's your thought on that?
Oh, I think that it goes back as far as the Vietnam War. I think that's where we started to lose the connection, the respect, as these people came back and then became parents. It was that, you know, a lot of the anti-war sentiment has created some of that. And I just think times change. As a teacher, I don't really find I had that difficulty. I think if you're having, well, I always told the parents that if their kids had as much fun in my class as I had teaching them,
so you were a very passionate teacher. Okay, and that really is the key.
Yeah, I was going to comment on that, having gone through public school my whole life. It's just like parents, teacher to teacher. Some of them captivated you and encouraged you in such a way that they commanded the respect from the students because the student, like, and they did it in two ways. I saw very authoritarian type teachers who just were like iron fisted. You didn't speak or you were being sent out. And then I saw ones who did it through fun. And, mm-hmm. and they both were, you know, I think maybe the fun one was probably more effective for teaching and we probably enjoyed them. But then there's also the teachers who just can't maintain control.
And you do a lot of tutoring. I mean, that's something that you do. And you're really passionate with working with kids.
Very, very passionate and in trying to get them to actually do what you were saying, respect the teachers, even if they didn't necessarily like their approach or techniques.
Yeah.
You know, respect the job they're doing.
Right. I think that's really important. And Lyle, what's your input on that? I mean, I know you're really passionate about, you know, doing what you do with the children there. It takes a certain person, and it's about caring, and it's about having a good heart. But not only that, it's about making them feel important. And I think that's the bottom line.
Respect.
Well, I think to Pete's comment, you know, I think some of it started to go backwards a little bit during the Vietnam War era. But I think if you're passionate about something and passionate about what you do, the kids pick up on it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and I think that itself generates respect. So that's, to me, the kind of the key. If you show passion, they will pick up on it.
Okay. Now, the kids from Boys and Girls Club, are you a volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club, too?
No.
Okay. What are we finding there? You know, I mean, gosh, we have a lot. You know, one, we've gone through some really tough times in our economy. And, you know, what are we finding with our children now? Are they more inspired to do well? Or are they, you know, at the point where they don't want to learn anymore? What is it that you're mostly finding?
Well, what we're finding, and that's the reason why our Rotary Club is so supportive of Boys and Girls Club, because when you look at the data that comes out of some testing that we do, the kids are very involved. The test scores, you know, that we do across the county are so much better. Our kids that are in Boys and Girls Club graduate at a 97% rate. At 70% in countywide. This is local data.
That's great. You know, you're making a difference.
Yeah, we're really making a difference in the children. And that's why our Rotary Club is so involved in activities like the Blue and Gray, so we can raise money and we can grant that money to our Boys and Girls Club and a lot of other activities across.
Yeah, because you guys have a 5K coming up too, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so yeah, tell us, I mean, I'm going to have you back on to tell about that. But, you know, I mean, there's so many things, and that's what I love about our community here. There's so many different things that if you say, oh, I'm not interested in history, but you like running, guess what? Okay, I'm not interested in eating, but I like, you know, I mean, jump on the bandwagon in one way or another to help somebody.
That's what people forget is all kids aren't these homogenous beings. You know, you have to capture their and captivate them, and everyone, they're going to all have different wants and desires and interests just like all of us.
Yeah, and you know, having four kids, you know, at first it's funny when people have one child, they think that their child, that's how all kids are. But when you have four, like a classroom, or right, and you start to see, oh, this doesn't really move this kid, and this one has maybe a little bit lower self-esteem, and they need to be, you know, patted on their back a little bit and more motivated than this one. That's what it takes. And it takes a really caring person to be able to see the beauty and the gift that each one of our children out there have. And if they don't feel like they're being touched or even noticed, they're not going to...
I think we all need EIE.
We all need
it's,
that, right?
Encouragement, inspiration, and empowerment.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. Say that again.
Encouragement, inspiration, and empowerment. And then you give them the resources to do that.
There you go. I love it. Again, one, I want to thank you, Lyle and Pete, for coming in today. Again, you know, I love when you're here. You just add that. You just have like that big heart. Also, I do want to talk about the blue and the gray. Get your tickets. Get your family over there. Go as a group. Go as a big thing. Whatever it is, November 9th and 10th, and, you know, you can go on and get your tickets at moreparkrotary.com, and it is over at the Underwood Farms that we've been giving lots of stuff away over there. So look on Facebook at the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got, you'll be drawing, we'll have some drawings there to win tickets for that, too. Again, gosh, you know, so many great things going on. Again, I want to remind you of the Taste, November 7th. 5:30 to 8:30 at the Pierpont Inn. And how do people get involved to help you?
We probably have roughly 150 volunteers that help us put on the event, in addition to all of the reenactors. And it could be as many as 1,000 people.
Okay.
That put this program on, so it's a lot of folks.
All right. Well, thank you again for what you do. Thank you for the Rotary Club of Moorpark. And thank you, Sean. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for all my guests, Pete. I was really great meeting you.
Thank you.
And again, let me end my show with a moment of happiness. Happiness is determined more by the state of one's mind than by one's external conditions, circumstances, or events. And with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great week, and I'll talk to you next week.